Radio London presents their final hour.
Yes, thank you, Paul, and a very good afternoon to you all. Ed Stewart here with Myrtle. Hello, Myrtle.
Hello, Dale.
And Paul, well, we've got fun for the next hour, haven't we?
Yes, indeed, and we're not alone with Myrtle because we also have Cliff Richard.
Many thanks for all the plugs in the past, and thanks for being so nice about our records. Hope and wish you all the very best for the future, staff and DJs and whatever you do. It's all over.
This is Ringo, and I'm just saying cheerio to all you Radio London listeners, because, as you know, we're going off the air. It's a bit of a pity, and the radio will never be the same, but it's one of those things. Cheerio.
Some mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. 4 months after that time, Radio London was on the air. And 4 months after that, national opinion polls showed that it had millions of listeners. Now it's to end. During the past 3 years, I feel that Radio London has done very little harm, but an awful lot of good. During those 3 years, it's helped organizations such as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, the Cancer Fund, the Lifeboat Service, to raise funds for their very worthwhile causes. It saved the life of an airman who bailed out of over the North Sea and was picked up by Radio London's tender. In closing, Radio London would like to give very special thanks to Lord Denham, who fought our case in the House of Lords, and to Lord Arran for all of his help, to the Shadow Postmaster General, Paul Bryan, to Ian Gilmore and the other MPs who stood up in the House of Commons and fought our case. I would like to give my personal thanks to all of the staff at 17 Curzon Street, to all of the DJs, to Captain Bunninger and his crew, to the 1,027 advertisers who have supported Radio London in the last 3 years and used Radio London to help sell their products. But most of all, I'd like to thank you, one of the 12 million listeners in the UK and the 4 million listeners in Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, and the other countries on the continent, for all of the support that you have given Radio London during the last 3 years. If during that time, Radio London has brought a little warmth, a little friendliness, a little happiness in your life, then it's all worthwhile. As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L, but I'm not sure that it will be a better place. Thank you.
Big L time is 3 o'clock, and Radio London is now closing down.